GOP divided in Utah, Idaho over state government support for illegal migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on March 3, 2026. The western states of Idaho and Utah have begun to pull back from their former support for an influx of illegal aliens as they continue to struggle with the effects of their previous open-door policies. But cheap labor employers and establishment Republicans are fighting against the efforts. In Utah, for instance, state lawmakers have begun to work to repeal 2011's pro-illegal migrant worker program and to end subsidized college tuition and home loans for illegals, Deseret News reported. The move to repeal these measures faces stiff resistance from the GOP establishment and local employers who want the cheap labor. But this is the first move against the state's previous support for untrammeled migration in more than a decade. The paper notes that the illegal immigrant population in Utah doubled from an estimated 90,000 to nearly 180,000 during the six-year period after state leaders recommitted to the principles outlined in the Utah Compact on Immigration in 2019. But in the intervening years, Utah communities have struggled to support mass migration as integration has not kept pace with expectations and social services and school budgets have grown under the continuing burdens. Some Utah immigration numbers since the Utah Compact was resigned in 2019. The population of illegal immigrants doubled from 90,000 to 180,000. The dosage units of fentanyl seized annually by Utah law enforcement exploded from 28,000 to 7.6 million. The hash of English as a second language. Brigham Tomco, at Brigham Tomco, March 2, 2026. The Deseret News added that Salt Lake County has suffered the third highest rate of illegal migrant arrivals in the country, a fact that has caused serious pressures on the county. Along with that, Utah itself became the sixth most popular landing spot for illegals in the nation, causing a lot of issues all across the Beehive State. The crush of illegals has caused havoc by bringing in tens of thousands of students into state schools who could not read or speak English, causing schools to up staffers and teachers to deal with the Spanish-only problem. It also wildly increased the number of car accidents and traffic injuries and deaths as illegals without driver's licenses flooded the roads. These and more financial problems were costs borne by Utah's taxpayers. The latter is particularly problematic. The news notes that unlicensed drivers now account for 45% of the city's DUI arrests and 40% of hit-and-runs. The issue is statewide. 2024 saw 262 crashes in Layton, 91 in St. George and 8 highway fatalities involving unlicensed drivers. The mounting problems have finally caused Utah's elected officials to begin moving away from previous open-door policies. In a dramatic departure from Utah's 15-year-old consensus on immigration, House Republicans voted on Friday to repeal 2011's migrant worker program and to end access to subsidized tuition/home loans for illegal immigrants. It passed by a 6-vote margin on its way to the Senate. Brigham Tomco, at Brigham Tomco, March 2, 2026. One of those officials is Republican State Representative and House Speaker Mike Schultz. "There's an important balance," Schultz told the paper. "I think Utahns have always been very open and welcoming. But we also want to make sure that we're not straining our resources and that we can integrate those that are here." Another is GOP Majority Whip Representative Candace Perucci. "The state is doing our best to try and manage what has happened over the past 4 years, and I think that we're moving in a direction to try and right some of those policies that might have made us a magnet," Perucci said. Consequently, a number of different bills to put more limits on illegal migration, put an end to funding for illegals, and to help the federal government arrest and deport illegals are making their way through the state capitol in Salt Lake City. But the establishment is fighting hard against the measures. In another case of the cheap labor establishment, the Utah Senate is trying to torpedo HB 294, a bill that would reset E-Verify from companies with 100 employees and up down to 50 employees and up. HB 294, E-Verify from 150 to 100 employees, was originally meant to be brought down to 50, failed in Utah Senate committee yesterday with two Republicans joining Dems to kill it. Why are there Republicans protecting several sanctuary state policies in Utah? Pic.twitter.com/sdkb907j Heritage Action, at heritage_action, March 3, 2026. Nearby Idaho is also moving to reverse its lax restrictions on illegals. The Idaho House recently passed House Bill 700 and 704, which would require E-Verify to put penalties on businesses that hire illegals and tighten controls on illegals getting jobs in the state. The two bills were passed out of the House with the recommendation that the Senate pass them quickly. However, the bills were pushed into the Senate's State Affairs Committee, which is often where bills go to die, activists in the state say. Idaho, all hands on deck. We cannot let the illegals' bills die. Here is the link for emailing Senator Anthon. Here is the link for HB 764 and House Dude and Rules. Copy link, paste in browser, allow app to open. Sign name / city, pic.twitter.com/jacksfnhex. Tilda, at Roglu 18, March 2, 2026. The legislature is also working on 6 bills to require collection of immigration status focused on schools and hospitals. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x / Twitter at WT Houston.